Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 349, New Every Morning. Listen with me. From the Book of Lamentations, Chapter 3, Verses 22 and 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let that land. Jeremiah did not write those words from a comfortable place. He wrote them from rubble. Jerusalem had fallen. The temple gone. Everything he knew and loved reduced to ash and silence. And it was there, in that place of total devastation, that he made one of the most courageous declarations in all of Scripture. This I call to mind. It was not a feeling that came over him. It was a choice, a deliberate act of the will made against the current of grief. He turned his face on purpose toward God, and that is where hope begins. Not when the pain lifts, not when the circumstances improve, but when you decide in the middle of the wreckage to remember who God is. And what did he remember? That the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. The Hebrew behind that word speaks of a loyal love, a love that holds the covenant even when the other side has failed. This is the love of a God who does not walk away, and it reaches its fullest expression in Christ, who went to the furthest length for us while we were still sinners, not because we earned it, because of faithfulness. And these mercies, they are not a finite reserve that depletes with every mistake you make. That is not how they work. They renew like the dawn, faithful, on time, without fail. Every morning you open your eyes is quiet proof that God has not given up on you. The light that came through your window this morning was not an accident. It was faithfulness. Jeremiah knew this on the worst days of his life. Not the easy days, the days of weeping, of loss, of new beginnings nobody asked for. That is precisely where God's faithfulness stops being only doctrine and becomes something you can lean your whole weight on. What is great is not the suffering, it is who is with you inside it. So today, my friend, before breakfast, before your phone, before the worries of the day come rushing in, stop for 2 minutes. Place your hand on your chest and say out loud with your own voice, "Today, God's mercies are new for me." You don't need to feel it first. You don't need to feel it first. Just declare it. Let the truth arrive before the anxiety does. Because it is true. And truth does not need your mood to be real. You are not stepping into this day alone. You are stepping into it with mercies that are brand new. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.